Okay, friends. So today we are reading another Halloween-ish type story. And this one I think is actually really funny, but also very spooky. And the name of the story is What Was I Scared Of? This was written by Dr. Seuss and illustrated by him as well. And I will put some of the pictures up on my Instagram, as I often do.
And today it is read by...
Mommy. And...
Finn? Finn the stormtrooper. I've been running from those things all day. I've been running from two pairs of them.
Oh, we're going to find out what he's been running from. Are you ready, friends? Buckle your safety belts. Here we go.
I have a gun, so everybody's safe.
Stormtroopers always carry their blasters. It's true.
I'm going to point at a pair if I see it.
A pair. Oh, let's find out what that pair is, shall we? Here we go.
Well, I was walking in the night, and I saw nothing scary, for I have never been afraid of anything. Well, not very. Then I was deep within the woods when suddenly I spied them. I saw a pair of pale green pants with nobody inside them. Now, I wasn't scared. Not yet. I stopped. What could those pants be there for? What could a pair of pants at night be standing in the air for? And then they moved. Those empty pants, they kind of started jumping. And then my heart, I must admit, it kind of started thumping. So I got out. I got out fast as I could go, sir. I wasn't scared.
And those are what were chasing me. I got two pairs of those chasing me.
Two pairs of pants. Gracious.
Green ones.
But
they were the most creepiest thing I have ever seen. They didn't have bodies.
Oh, dear. Let's see what happens.
But pants like that, I do not care for. No, sir. After that, a week went by. Then one dark night in Grinch, I had to do an errand there and fetch some Grinch spinach. Well, I had fetched the spinach and I was starting back through town when those pants raced around a corner and they almost knocked me down. I lost my Grinch spinach. I didn't even care. I ran for home. Believe me, I had really had a scare. Now, bicycles were never made for pale green pants to ride them. Especially spooky pale green pants with nobody inside them. And the next night, I was fishing for trout on Rover River. And when those pants came rowing toward me, well, I started in to shiver. And by now, I was so frightened that I'll tell you, I screamed and rowed away and lost my hook and line and bait, too. Now, may I say something just between the two of us and our friends who are listening? If I saw a pair of green pants just wandering around all by themselves, do you know what I think I would do?
What?
I think I would go and try to find a matching top to go with them, because maybe they're just lonely. And everyone knows that a nice matching ensemble is very pleasing.
I looked wherever I could, and those pants just kept chasing me, and I couldn't find a top for them, so I just had to shoot at them.
Well, that's also a problem solved. Good job. Okay.
I ran and found a brickle bush and hid myself away. I got brickles in my britches, but I stayed there anyway. I stayed all night. The next night, too. I'd be there still, no doubt, but I had an errand. So the next night, I went out. I had to do an errand. Had to pick a peck of snide in a dark and gloomy snide field that was almost 9 miles wide. But I said, I do not fear those pants with nobody inside them. I said and said and said those words. I said them, but I lied them.
Oh.
What does lie to mean?
Well, when you lie, you don't tell the truth.
Then I reached inside a snide bush, and the next thing that I knew, I felt my hand touch someone. And I'll bet that you know who.
The pants.
And there I was! Caught in the snide, in that dreadful place, those spooky empty pants and I were standing face to face. I yelped for help. I screamed, I shrieked, I howled, I yelled, I cried, oh, save me from these pale green pants with nobody inside. But then a strange thing happened. Why, those pants began to cry. Those pants began to tremble. They were just as scared as I. I never heard such whimpering. And I began to see that I was just as strange to them as they were strange to me. I put my arm around their waist and sat right down beside them. I calmed them down. Poor empty pants with nobody inside them. And now we meet quite often, those empty pants and I. We never shake or tremble. We both smile and we say, hi.
And in the picture, who do we see?
Him and the pants.
And he says,
hi.
And the pants say,
hi.
And I think they've made friends now, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
What a happy story.
And at the end of the story, there's stickers.
Yep, stickers. But these are glow-in-the-dark stickers, so we'll wait until it's time to put the glow-in-the-dark stickers on things. And what an awesome story, right? Now, what was he scared of?
Pants.
Was he really scared of pants, or was he scared of something he didn't understand?
What was he scared of?
I think he was scared of something he didn't understand. Because he knows what pants are, but he didn't understand why those pants were moving by themselves.
Why were they moving?
Because they just happened to be pants. Sometimes pants have to get around in the world too, just like we do. And that world is obviously not our world. That world is full of mysterious things like snides.
What is snides?
No idea. But you see, it turned out to be nothing. Sometimes when you look at the thing that's scaring you and you really figure out what it is, it's not so scary anymore. And that, my friends, is the end.